Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Guys, hello. Thank you so much. So, look to me, not to camera.
Okay.
And occasionally I might ask you to put a question in the answer, and that's like kind of introduce your own sort of answer. How long we got for? We need to jump. Where's Seb? Seb, how long we got for? We can.
Nico's only got like 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Great. Let's do it. So I'll pick up intros with you guys afterwards, but I'll begin by asking you to introduce yourself. So if we can roll camera and roll sound, if I can get silence and a clear eye line, please.
There's quite all around, please. This,
we got a bogey. We got a bogey right here as well. Right now.
I got an AD.
Have I got anyone from just directing over there?
Cool.
Sorry, sir. Would you mind? Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. So, can you begin by introducing yourself? Let's give us the basics. The your name, where you live, where you live in.
My name is Miko Patton, and I live in Sacramento, California.
Excellent. What do you do for a living?
I work in public relations for the United States Postal Service.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
I know about your book, Postage Stamp.
Yeah, I just wrote a book that I just published on Amazon in September, and it's called How a Postage Stamp Saved My Life.
And tell me, where are you traveling to?
Today I'm going back home to Sacramento, California.
And now, you guys feel free to jump in on this. As a group, how did you find that experience?
Amazing. I have like two new BFFs.
It was great, for sure.
Yeah.
And I food, loved it.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
The food was awesome. I love polenta. So when he when the chef came by and he said that was the dish, I was like very happy.
And I don't like polenta, but I thought it was incredible and I ate the whole thing, so.
That's a vote of
confidence. Yeah.
Awesome. And I mean, there's one incredibly serious, and I'm sorry to bring this up, but it's a very serious question. Should Joshua be going to Disneyland?
Yes, absolutely. I think they should give him like a lifetime pass to continue to go.
You're gonna
have new friends here.
Nicole, just give me an intro to that. Just say, yes, Joshua should absolutely be going to Disneyland.
Sure. Joshua should absolutely be going to Disneyland.
Oh, you still get paid.
I second that.
You still terrified?
I disagree. Yeah.
Amazing. So let's talk a little bit about what we've just been through. The why is it nobody talks about?
I think because everybody is just like on a mission to get to where they have to go, and just striking up a conversation with a stranger just seems a little weird. But when you put food in front of you, everything changes.
Can you tell me what's like a normal entrance? What do you normally like?
Normally in the airport, I am like on a mission. And I'm running, and I'm like straight face. I don't want to talk to anybody. I want to get to where I'm going. And I'll like grab Starbucks or McDonald's and call it a day and just get on my way. But I feel like that's really not who I am on the inside. Like on the inside, I'm like this really like outgoing person who wants to like be friends with everyone. But if you were to see me traveling, you'd be like, that girl's terrifying. Like, get away from me. So I feel like this type of experience is like allowing me to actually be myself. And I don't think traveling usually does that for me, at least.
Normally in an airport, it's crowded, it's noisy. Usually my flight's delayed for whatever reason, and it's pretty stressful. So yeah, very, very different than this experience.
So many fucking Asian pairs in there.
Yeah,
very much so. $1,500 on food.
I think everybody has a story, and I think when you really get to know other people, it just breaks down barriers, and it just really helps just in life.
I mean, when you have something like this, you gotta overshop.
Definitely not. You burn, I would have been on a flight already
something
out of here.
It goes back. Have a bunch of herbs on.
So I'm glad I like got to do this and meet everybody.
Right. And How you doing?
Just to come back to that thing, one of the things that's fascinating by is,
I was about to say something, but my brain was tired. I think my brain is... What are you doing tomorrow?
I think once again, people are just so...
What are you doing tomorrow?
In a hurry, and they're just focused on... Oh.
Why you have to do that if that's your, okay, if that's your family?
At airports, people are really in a hurry, and I think that's one of the main reasons
why... Family friend. I thought it was like your
really
cousin's like kid.
Because we just want to get to our destination, and yeah, I think
and then
that's
daughter was just there? I mean, the granddaughter was just there, and nobody, she would have to go to foster
home?
Yeah,
I think the reason people are so disconnected at airports is because everyone's in a hurry, and also everyone's on their smartphones, they're, you know, reading, they're doing things, different things to pass the time, but it's really an individual experience, and so people aren't even looking up to kind of say hi to anyone new.
And I'm going to ask you all, and then we must let you run a few times. One question that we're going to have to ask you. So studying yourself, what's one thing
I think the one thing that I've really learned and taken away from this is that we're all more similar than you would think. You know, we started out as strangers and we kind of got to learn that, you know, we all have like these families and we like to sit together and just
Rochelle, I
want to
do my holiday party, which
really
I'm sending
nice
an email
to know
out
that,
Nucci,
you know, in
on the
passing,
21st.
Both of them are strangers, but sitting over a meal,
so
like, I got
be
to learn
Spring
that there's more people out there
trying
like me than
to
I
do
thought.
It. Should it be somewhere like that?
I would have to agree. I think coming together as a group, it was definitely a great experience. I would highly recommend it to everybody to eat with strangers.
Or I was going to do that at the sushi spot, but I think I got too many people.
Because, like I said,
people.
I think everyone has a story.
I don't think everybody's
going to
RSVP.
If you get to know the story, you can
this, it's small.
Connect.
My boy spot is dope. I don't have
yeah,
a,
I think I learned that
a date. No, we got a venue, but we don't have a
meal
date.
Together,
the year's over already.
Can connect you and really open you up to talk about your story and hear other people's stories, and it kind of puts you at ease, you know, when you're sitting with two strangers, and you can make new friends quickly.
Fantastic. Truly the one thing you really learned was a new Portuguese phrase. can we have one final go at that? I love that.
Comi-
them again.
Okay.
I'm
definitely going to put it. Comida e amizade.
Comida e amizade.
Comida e amizade.
Maybe all is one.
1, 2, 3.
Comida e amizade.
Guys, thank you. I'll keep on YouTube, but I know you must run for your flight.
Thank you so much.
It was a real pleasure to work with you. Thank you so much. Thanks for making time
for
and
sure.
Letting us almost miss your plane. But if you go now,
okay. She has to take this thing off, but and then